This is a fantasy short story.
Hey, you! Stop!
Welcome to Kernak Grimm's Science Fiction and Fantasy Podcast.
On a specified... Now playing. Oopies, risky,
oopies. 3, 2, 1!
Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. Written by Kernak Grimm and W. Lawrence. Narrated by Dick Terhune. This is Season 2 of Kernak Grimm's Fantasy and Science Fiction Podcast with Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers. bit.ly/runebreakers. Episode 9. Even without his eyes, Gadisa can see. With his hand in the liquid, he feels like he can see more clearly than he ever did. Before him, multiple time streams flow into each other, some separating again, some merging forever. Gadisa plunges into the water and swims toward the palace. As he swims on, his senses slowly adjust, and soon he feels at home again. It is eerie how much more he feels and sees than he does when he walks out in the air. On the other hand, all of those streams are alike, and his adventures have brought him to so many places he would never have experienced otherwise. Before him, another time stream crosses, and a creature slides out, joining into his. Shock hits him. For a moment, he feels like he entered a dungeon, and in the dark, a dragon breathes fire at him. It's like looking into a mirror. Well, looking into a mirror and seeing yourself from behind, to be precise. A creature exactly as he once must have been. The legs still one strong fin, the arms grown into wing-like fins to easier navigate the liquid, a head still grown into the enormous body without a neck and without eyes.
Hey, you! Stop!
Gadisa cries out, and in the water it comes out as a burst of high-pitched noises. Was that how he used to talk? It doesn't matter now. The meaning is clear, but the creature doesn't react. Gadisa pushes himself, tries to gather speed, moving his legs as one fin, swimming the crawl. The creature does not react, tries not to speed up. Soon, he is right behind it, grabbing for its tail, when his hands slide right through it. Okay, it's still on a different time stream. It might still be able to see him, right?
Hey, you! Stop!
Gadisa tries again, even though he knows it can't hear him. Then he remembers. Time is different here. He focuses, trying to feel the creature, and feels like his body switches over to the same time stream. Wow, he had almost forgotten how to do this.
Stop!
He tries again, and this time the creature stops and turns its head to reveal 6 antennae that move about, assessing him.
I was alone for so long, Gadisa says.
The creature just looks at him. And then, all the antennas point upwards. Gadisa follows the movement and sees 4 bodies sinking toward them like rocks. He knows them. He recognizes them. He sees the dwarf, the druid, the wizard, and his mother, all unconscious, all wounded. The creature nods and grabs the dwarf and the druid. Gadisa pulls his mother and the wizard closer. The creature turns and speeds up, much faster than Gadisa can hope to match. He feels how the creature switches between the different time streams and hurries to keep up. When they reach the river that Gadisa started from, they push the companions out of the liquid. The creature puts one hand to the dwarf, and after a while the green liquid oozes out, flows back into the river, and the dwarf coughs. The creature proceeds to the druid while Gadisa tries to remember how to do it. Carefully, he puts his hand, now part of a wing-like fin too, on the wizard. He focuses on the liquid, calls for it, and feels how it responds, how it wants back to him. He continues on to his mother, reviving her as well. He turns to the creature, already on its way to a different time stream.
Wait, Gadisa says, we have so much to talk about.
Come, the creature responds. It's a strange feeling hearing a response. A sudden sadness overcomes Gadisa. He looks back at his companions.
I just need to check if they're fine.
He gets ready to pull himself out of the water, but his limbs do not obey him.
For a moment, he manages to push the top of his head out of the liquid, but it burns so hard, he instinctively takes it back underwater. "Come," the creature says again. We hope you enjoyed this installment of Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. Follow Kernot Grimm on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. It's at Kernot Grimm on Instagram and TikTok, and it's at Writer Kernot Grimm on Facebook. If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers. bit.ly/runebreakers. Runebreakers, The Lost Palace, is protected by copyright laws.
Every season of Kernot Grimm's science fiction and fantasy podcast features a new unique short story broken down into several episodes.
Farewell, my friend.